On today's show, why it's easy to predict that sales will surge in the American market for the next 2 months, automakers go on a patenting binge, and how Lincoln adds a new dimension to badge engineering. All that and more coming right up on AutoLine Daily. This is AutoLine Daily for January 20th of 2015. New car sales in the U.S. market are going to post big gains in the first quarter. We can safely make that prediction because a year ago, severe winter weather clobbered car sales. Wards forecast that sales will be up 8 to 10%. And it warns that sales of full-size pickups could falter because of low inventory levels. Ford's F-150 inventory is 1% below last year. Ram pickup inventory is 8% lower. It also predicts that sales of small passenger cars will be hurt by the introduction of the Jeep Renegade and Chevrolet Trax, both of which are CUVs. Thomson Reuters just did a study of patent activity in the global automotive industry, and it found, and I quote, a massive commitment from car makers to new propulsion technology, which jumped from fewer than 2,000 patents filed in 2009 to nearly 12,000 by July 2014. The top 10 patenting companies are Toyota, Bosch, Hyundai, Honda, Denso, Daimler, General Motors, Seiko Epson, Mitsubishi, and Continental. After patents for propulsion systems, meaning powertrains, other categories were pretty flat, except for autonomous technology. And General Motors is at the top of that patent list. Interestingly, Google just barely made the top 10. The Hyundai Santa Cruz was one of the most significant concepts at the Detroit Auto Show, not for what it is, but for the signal that it sends. Hyundai dealers have been begging the company for years to give them a pickup to sell. But it would have to be built in the United States to avoid the 25% import tax on pickups. And Hyundai isn't ready just yet to start making pickups in the U.S. Or is it? Clearly, the company is testing the waters with this concept. If they get great public feedback, Hyundai is going to have a tough decision on its hands. It's hard to compete with the Detroit 3 in pickups, but truck profits are too big to ignore. Still to come, we need your opinion. Should Chevrolet build a mid-engine Corvette? Also, Subaru tells the Chinese to go pound sand, and JLR plans to put bicycle alerts in its cars.
AutoLine Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion, and by Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles.
China is the biggest car market in the world and continues to grow at an impressive rate. But Subaru says, so what? It can't get the Chinese government to allow it to form a joint venture with a Chinese automaker. And now it says it doesn't care. Bloomberg quotes Subaru's Akira Mabuchi, executive vice president in charge of the company's China project, as saying, since the profits are split with your partner, you would have to double the sales to maintain the profits you earn by exporting from Japan. China says that because Toyota owns 16.5% of Subaru, and since Toyota already has a couple of joint ventures in China, it's not going to grant another license to Subaru. Hey, we need your feedback. The Ford GT mid-engine sports car is definitely a threat to the Corvette Z06. But it's going to be significantly more expensive than the VET. So how do you think that Chevrolet will respond? One, will it pull out its hanky and run crying home to mommy? Two, will it build an uber lightweight Corvette and try to compete that way? Or three, will it finally act on a 50-year dream and build a mid-engine Corvette? We're not asking what you would do. We're asking what you think they will do. Please vote on the form below, and we'll report the results later this week. Coming up next, Lincoln has a different take on badge engineering, and Jaguar Land Rover hoped to make the world a little bit safer for bicyclists.
for the people at Dow. Racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
Over the years, cars became much better at protecting people on the inside. So now automakers are working to protect people on the outside. JLR is the latest to show off technology that will keep cyclists safe. It's called Bike Sense and will warn drivers that there's a bicyclist alongside with lights on the windowsills, dashboard, and pillars. It will also give an audible bell or horn toot to indicate which side the biker is on, and the back of the seat will extend on the left or right as if to tap the driver on the shoulder so that they'll look to that side. If need be, the system can even vibrate the gas pedal or prevent the doors from being opened. All the sensors and cameras on today's cars can sometimes detract from the overall appearance. Hey, just look at the grille on the Hyundai Sonata. But Lincoln has a clever way of hiding the front camera for its 360-degree monitor on the new MKX. When the system is activated, the emblem on the front grille will slide up to reveal the camera. Lincoln did not have it activated when it unveiled the MKX at the Detroit Auto Show, so we wanted to give you a look at how it works. And if you want to learn more about the MKX or any of the vehicles that we checked out at the show, just click the link in today's transcript. Anyway, that wraps up today's report. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.